This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole when you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke in my other hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
We like to think there are real good reasons to party and dance into the weekend here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I've got two of them this hour. Maybe three if I include you, Super Don.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, dance a little jig like a happy Snoopy dance, because John Rappaport is on the show today. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah, go John. And we got Doc Newsom. I promised you we'd be following up on the many different formulations he's helped to develop for organics today, Metaplex. We're going to go through that. And that's sort of anti-aging. You guys like to be young again? We'll talk about how to do that. And John Rappaport, the opioid controversy, bah, that's nothing compared to the rest of the drugs on the market. We're going to get into that and more this hour, too. RobertScottBell.com. Heading into the weekend, Super Don. And, of course, folks, I got to remind you, you know, normally, again, this is our Friday show heading into the weekend for those that listen live. You've been spoiled because 5 out of the 6 broadcasts of the week, we've been doing live simulcast on YouTube. Today, sort of. Actually, earlier today, I talked to John Rappaport, and you can see it on video. So if you go to RS Bell Media Channel or go to robertscottbell.com, you can find that there, too. Sneaky of us. But we give you the behind-the-scenes look occasionally here on the show. We've got no secrets. No,
and sometimes you just never know when one of those videos is going to pop up. So make sure that if you're interested in watching those, go over to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the RS Bell Media channel, and that way you'll get notified every time we just, you know, just on a whim, we'll just pop in there and do a live video.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Hey, a shout out to Roseanne Lindsay. She is the naturopath and president, I believe it's called president of the National Health Freedom Coalition there. Wisconsin bill needs co-sponsors to protect access to alternative health care. Check it out in the notes. Super Don put it in there. I don't have time to go into all of it, but they're a great group doing good work. Those of you in Wisconsin, you want to support and defend health freedom. There's information in the notes today, how to follow up and make your voice heard to limit the prohibition that government wants to place on all natural healers and healing. So that's a heads up there in Wisconsin. From there, we go to the Atlanta Journal, of all places, but this is actually out of a Fox 25 Boston article, but that's just where I saw it. And it's big news, folks, related to fibromyalgia, the scary, painful, we don't know what causes it scenario. My gosh, the people suffer, particularly women, not exclusively, but more women than men. And it is just a nightmare because you go to doctor after doctor after doctor, and they say, we don't know what this is. And the catchphrase is, of course, fibromyalgia. When we don't know, it's painful. Here, take a drug. Here, take a steroid. Maybe we'll put you on chemo. We don't know what to do. Well, apparently there's been a breakthrough. Researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital are saying that we might be able to ease symptoms for millions of people suffering from these conditions, including chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, and also now they're saying irritable bowel syndrome. But you'll never guess what their solution is. One word. immunomodulators.
You know, I gotta say, that is not a term that you see anywhere, except for, I'll tell you, the first time I ever heard that term was on this show. I was like, well, what's an immunomodulation? I've never even heard of that before, you know? And so this is one of those, I dare say, I told you so's.
Oh, yeah. You're right. We could have done that again.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, we have made this amazing discovery. Oh, you know, and it's like, yeah, but we've been talking about that for years, right?
Yeah. Hello. Where have you been? All right. So Dr. Ann Louise Oaklander said that a good proportion of patients diagnosed with these health issues may actually have a disease called small fiber polyneuropathy, or SFPN. Sfupun. Can you say that, Superdon? Sfupun.
Sfupun.
Sfupun. You said it better than me. I like the way you say it better. But SFPN, small fiber polyneuropathy. They say it's a disorder where the nerve cells found under the skin are attacked by the body's own immune system. And, of course, this results in what? A lot of symptoms. Pain in particular. But they say it also happens with within the gastrointestinal, I assume, lining that they're saying, because there's discomfort there. And they said there's a feeling like the skin is on fire, which is often how it's described, these people with fibromyalgia. So now they're saying, hey, we got a study here saying we've got some drugs that are called immunomodulators. And they might be effective to treat, say it again, SFPN, how do you pronounce that?
Sfupun.
Sfupun. I don't mean to make light of this. It's a serious issue. But I want to point out the limitations of the great news, apparently, that they're bringing out. Because they say that these immunomodulator drugs, they may not work in every patient because every presentation of the disorder is different. So it's like we make this wonderful pronouncement and then we go, but it's really not a wonderful pronouncement. Except for the fact that people with the diagnosis now of Sfupun, SFPN, They claim that they have a sense of relief just because there's a name to their condition that's not as innocuous and unknowing and idiopathic as fibromyalgia. But for me, that's not good enough. Listen, I'm glad you feel better because they have SFPN as a name for what you might be suffering from. But how does that change the fact that these same doctors who, I'm going to give them credit for identifying something, but these same doctors are not at all in any way, shape, or form identifying the cause of it. They're acknowledging that it is, but not how it got there, right? Oh, look, we've identified that your immune system is attacking the nerve fibers in your skin, under your skin. Well, whoop-de-frickin'-do if you don't know what caused it. All you now are saying is we've got a drug that might help you, but probably won't. Maybe. But hey, at least we got a name for you. That's not good enough for me. That should not be good enough for you. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We go much further, we go much deeper and broader all at the same time. Now, they take this diagnosis via biopsy. So they're saying it's not a subjective diagnosis. It really is that we've identified that this is happening. So I'm not even going to argue that. I don't even disagree that it's probably happening. But the question for me that's important to ask is, why is it happening? And that question is not even brought up. It's like it doesn't matter. Or maybe it does, but they acknowledge that they have no basis, no goggles to look through that makes sense, because they're only told to identify that symptoms occur and that you can pinpoint exactly, well, that they're occurring, not really why. Because to say that the nerve cells are being attacked by the immune system is not to say you've identified the cause. It's just identifying a symptom without causation. Am I making any sense here, Superdon?
Yeah, I mean, this is, I think, what we run into just about any time that we're talking about any story like this, is that, you know, they're not looking for the underlying cause. It's always, you know, how do we treat the symptom?
But I get it. They do say immunomodulator, so we'll give them props for that. We're going to do it without a drug. We got the most powerful, rapid, safe, non-toxic immunomodulator. I'm shaking it right now. You hear that? What am I shaking? Beta 1-3-D glucan for better way health. And this will work across the board in terms of immunomodulation. It's not going to be like, well, in some cases, not. No, this will work for immunomodulation. But even still, I would utilize this in conjunction with other things I'm going to get into in just a moment here. But I will say, this is your chance, folks, with fibromyalgia. Now that the scientists, researchers, doctors acknowledge that immunomodulation is good for you, get the Beta-1-3D Glucan. Go to BetterWayHealth.com. Order it the week of Black Friday through Cyber Monday, the whole week of Thanksgiving. The best deal of the year. Stock up. Get a basket full. Modulate your immune system, and it's only going to be to your benefit, not to your detriment. It does not hyperstimulate immunity. Now, having said that, we now see we have immune disruption, dysregulation. We've got attack on our own nerve cells. What is causing it? We come back to deficiencies of silicon, the fear of fat, cholesterol-reducing medications like statin drugs, all of these precipitating nerve pain, nerve misfiring, deficiencies in selenium, the critical component in protecting all cells, including nerve cells. Deficiencies in chromium because we aren't delivering the energy, nutrients, the things that need to get to the brain and nervous system to keep them functioning because they're happy and healthy because they're getting what they need. And, of course, I mentioned already the silicon, but we go beyond that even. And we look at the detrimental impact that heavy metals have on all brain and neural tissue, mercury, cadmium, arsenic, lead, aluminum. The silver that we talk about in the colloidal or hydrosol form is not detrimental to neural cells. In fact, it can be a facilitation of normalization because it's a regenerative component in healing tissue, if you can do that. So I'm not throwing out all of the metals. Yes, there are a lot of metals that are detrimental, but silver in the form we utilize is not going to be detrimental. We have to increase cholesterol levels. We have to increase essential fatty acids. We have to increase saturated fat. And we also have to increase one more component that we didn't know about until a few years ago. That is cannabis. The use of cannabis. All of the cannabinoids. Of course, we have more evidence all the time on CBD. And I'm going to go into that more next hour because there's more neurological degradation discussion we have yet to go. But I'm planting the seed for where we're going to go with CBD. But right now, I want to reiterate this. Detoxifying the body. Getting the heavy metals out. That's part of what we'll talk with Doc Newsom about when we talk about Metaplex, because some of the botanicals in a fermented state can help to do that as well. Exercise is going to be critical. Hydrogen is going to be critical in a fully saturated, if we will, or satiated body. We're talking water. We're talking hydration. But releasing the hydrogen will supercharge the selenium, which will make it even more active to protect and eventually help facilitate the regeneration of neural integrity. And there and then lies the answer. Because when your nerve cells are fine, when your cells are happy, and they are indeed you and they resemble you, the immune system has no reason whatsoever to attack. Bingo, bango, bongo. You've reversed it. We're going to do some more next hour on that, but we've got to talk about the danger of pharmaceutical drugs, perhaps even those immunomodulator drugs, not like beta-glucan, which we have and utilize for Better Way Health safely. Back with more powerful healing. Go to robertscottbell.com. John Rappaport is next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're heading into the weekend on the Robert Scott Bell Show. One of my best buddies out there in broadcast media, and I'd have him on all the time, but he's a busy guy. John Rappaport, no more fake news. John, welcome back, my friend.
Great to be here, Robert.
As always, putting the exclamation point on what really needs to be known because of, you know, the mysteries of what's happening in our universe, in our homes, much less our country. And your latest article we also published in addition to what you do at No More Fake News right here at robertscottbell.com. Headline reads, Medical Destruction, It's Not Just Opioids, by John Rappaport. Now, you and I know this. We've been covering this for many years. In fact, opioids were just a small part of the bigger equation of medical drugs being perhaps the most officially sanctioned government destructive force on planet Earth. But you add the opioids into the mix, certainly it gets worse, but what about that everything else?
Yeah, that's the part that I think a lot of people will be catching up with now that they're aware of the opioid epidemic and the disaster that that is, which is a pharmaceutical disaster. They can start to widen their understanding and realize that this has been going on in the pharmaceutical world for a very long time. So in this particular piece, I highlighted some work by Donald Light and statistics that he came up with. For example, 330,000 patients die each year from prescription drugs in the U.S. and Europe. That's a sobering number. I mean, that's we're talking about maybe 30,000 that are dying per year in America every year now from opioids. So this is the U.S. and Europe, and 330,000 each year from prescription drugs. And he makes it clear that he's talking about correctly prescribed drugs.
Well, this builds on what we call the Starfield Report you've written on extensively and continue to bring back again and again, because each time we get new listeners, right, new viewers, et cetera, that are just catching up to the things you've been writing about, researching for so many years. How does this expand what Starfield brought out in year 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association?
Well, she said at the time, that was in the year 2000, 106,000 patients die every year in the U.S. alone from correctly prescribed pharmaceuticals. So I would say that this figure of Don Light's is pretty much in line with that, because he's adding in Europe. So it's not too far off from what Starfield discovered. It's a little bit higher, but it's incredible. I mean, you're talking now in the U.S. and Europe about 3.3 million people dying every decade from correctly prescribed pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, and then you say 6.6 million who are hospitalized, 80 million whose productivity is hobbled, or those whose ability to care for others is significantly diminished. I mean, you can't make those numbers up. They're so large as to be almost unfathomable, but maybe this is probably the difficulty for people to grasp numbers so large.
I would say so. Yeah, because if you start looking at what this means by decade, hospitalization, 6.6 million per year. So 60 million per decade, more than 60 million per decade hospitalizations. And then if you took that 80 million per year figure, now you're talking about 800 million per decade. I mean, that's.
Yeah, now you're talking some real numbers now. I mean,
yeah,
that's quite a significant percentage of the population of not just America and Europe and Canada, but the planet. You're talking about planet-wide destruction. Now, you know, we talk about the destruction of, I think, the people, perhaps the animals as well. I've argued that the planet would do just fine without us. For those that are arguing save the planet, no, save the people. The planet's going to be just fine if we can figure this thing out.
Yeah, the numbers here are completely boggling. And he's not the only one, and neither is Barbara Starfield. I mean, I've written articles with other citations of studies that support these numbers.
Well, let's go through them. We're up against our break here, but when we come back with John Rappaport, we're going to parse these numbers even further. What do they mean, and is there a way to communicate them that doesn't overwhelm, that actually has people lashing onto these realities and saying, oh my gosh, I don't know how I missed this. Now I got to figure out a different way to live, or else I ain't gonna. That's coming up next with John Rappaport right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions.
formulated for your well-being. For example, our Foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our Allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
John Rappaport is on with us today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check him out at nomorefakenews.com. The article that kind of stimulates our discussion today, headline, we've mentioned it, it's called Medical Destruction. It's not just opioids. And the numbers are staggering. This report by Donald Light, by the American Sociological Association publication called Footnotes, November 2014 issue. Again, 14 or so years after the JAMA Journal article by Barbara Starfield linking the significant number of deaths annually to properly used, administered, and prescribed medical drugs.
Okay, well, to try to get people to grasp all of this, I think they have to start with themselves their families and people they know. Because everybody has seen or known of somebody who had adverse serious effects from medical drugs. And so you start to multiply it by these incredible numbers. 330,000 people dying every year as a result of these pharmaceuticals, in the U.S. and Europe. 6.6 million per year hospitalizations from the same drugs, and 80 million other adverse effects from these drugs. At first, it may be a bit overwhelming to consider this, but what does this tell you? It tells you that you need to be on the lookout, and you need not to automatically assume that your doctor is doing something good for you when you get a prescription.
Right. And this is, you know, interestingly enough, I talk about my mom, John. She's 83, originally from Israel. She immigrated in the 1960s, married my dad, and then, you know, all that. But she's 83, and she's on zero medications. And she was so ticked off a few years back because they told her she had to have Medicare Part D. She says, what's that and why do I want it? It's like, well, don't you want your drugs for free? She's like, I don't do drugs. And they said, sorry, if you're not going to sign up, we're just going to deduct the money from you directly. I'm like,
wow.
What kind of drug culture are we in where the government forces people that don't want to be on drugs to have money taken from them by force?
I've never heard of that. That's a revelation. Wow.
Well, of course, yeah. They're not used to having an 83-year-old on zero drugs, so they probably didn't account for that. So they said, well, we can't,
yeah,
we don't believe
they were
it.
Probably
we don't believe
befuddled
her.
By the whole thing, and they, you know, reacted impulsively. But yeah, that's the kind of thing that we're talking about. And then when you have seniors, so-called, with 10 or 15 medications on their night table, and they can't even keep track of all of them, and nobody has even bothered to try to figure out what the interactions of these drugs would do to a human. I mean, you're just, it's Russian roulette.
Well, now, John, you're just being anti-science. What do you mean? Demanding studies be done to find out how these drugs might work together? Come on. That's unreasonable.
Yeah, I know. It's a real caveman approach, right? But, of course, they won't do the studies because, first of all, there are too many combinations to study. And secondly, they don't want to find out, you know, the horrible truth about what the results would be of doing these studies and saying, oh, my God, if somebody is taking these six drugs together, the chances are they're going to die. Then somebody else says, well, how long has this been going on? Oh, 15, 20 years. Oh, I see. So how many people do you think have already died? No, they don't want this. They want it just it's the same with vaccines.
Oh, yeah. Because this, okay,
so
this doesn't take into consideration vaccines.
25 vaccines, and nobody's ever studied the effects of administering them all together.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're finding out in Del Bigtree's presentation, and by the way, it's up on YouTube now at the Truth About Cancer Live 2017 last month, the most stunning comprehensive presentation on the fact that there have been no studies conducted to determine safety of these vaccines, much less used in combination. The childhood schedule is completely devoid of science in its implementation, according to the way the CDC rolls it out.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, they talk as if they know what they're talking about. And this is, I would say, the second thing that people have to be aware of when they consider these gigantic numbers. The experts are the experts because when they talk in public or when they write, they give the impression that they know what they're talking about. That's what makes them experts. In other words, it's public relations. So don't be fooled by the convincing narrative or the tone. That has nothing to do with science. You want to find out, well, what science actually exists. And then you're shocked to the core when you find out that in the most important areas, there is no science because they don't want to do it.
Well, what there is a Marvel movie CGI. I mean, it's like this, you know, you talk a lot about using creative imagination. Let's be honest. Those folks on that side of the PR game, they do use creative imagination, but to destruct ends, the way they create reality through their magic, if you will. And it's pretty profound and pretty powerful because Would it be an exaggeration at all to say that the vast majority of Americans still believe that the drugs that they take in combination with one another have been scientifically tested, much less that the vaccines they're giving their children or allowing doctors to inject in them have been scientifically tested for safety?
That would not be a stretch.
No, and that's a pretty profound.
The majority of people buy that because it sounds good, it sounds right, it sounds simple, and that's what people want. They want authority, somebody who will step in and say, this is the case. So the third thing that I would suggest here, and this is not just for the individual who is thinking about pharmaceuticals and their family and so forth, but the people who write and speak about these things and know the truth, you should also come across with convincing power.
Mm-hmm.
And in your case, there is evidence to use as opposed to just making it up and imagining it. So rather than play defense, play offense.
Yeah, that's a whole different realm because all the years you've been writing and researching and we've been reporting together, the vast majority of our community has been on defense, reacting to their accusations of us being anti-science somehow. And the radically strange irony of this all is that we should have T-shirts made up that say pro-vaxxers are anti-science because they haven't done
exactly.
It. And they're arguing based on, well, their imagination, interestingly enough, something you argue for the utilization of. But in this case, as I said, the imagination is used for destructive means via public relations firms, creating a reality that is an alternate artificial reality, but it becomes a reality via everybody's belief system, buying into it. They would not lie to us. They would not have not done the science. Of course not. That's silly, John. Robert, you guys are just the outliers here. But the reality is it's coming to, I don't know, to fruition. Somehow there's these veils of illusion, John, that are being lifted everywhere we go, whether it be the sexual abuse scandals and happening in Hollywood and in Washington, D.C. now and in other areas, the things that were hidden for some reason are coming clear.
That's right. They are. They're coming very clear. And this is, you know, people have to understand how a consensus is built. If you controlled, let's say, 5 or 6 major television news networks and 50 key newspapers, and you were in collusion and collaboration with fake science that comes out of the Centers for Disease Control and the FDA and the World Health Organization and so forth, you could very easily create the appearance, the illusion of a consensus. Because you could have everybody on the same page saying vaccines are safe and effective, and we know that, and everybody else is crazy and dangerous. That's easy. You can create the illusion of a consensus, which is nothing more than your control over these media outlets, information outlets.
Hmm.
That's all it is. But we, on the other hand, have a handle on the truth. And that is what is tearing away all these veils of illusion now.
John, how come we saw the images they were painting at a certain point in our lives? And I know you a lot earlier than I did. You've been at this for a long time. But we saw them for the illusion that they were at a certain point. We saw through them. And it's a, you know, maybe it's an existential question. It's a big question because there are people that are just now coming out to this reality and seeing, like, the emperor wears no clothes, the fables, the stories that are told, or like a curtain being lifted. And suddenly you see all the things behind the scenes, the wires, the sandbags, everything suddenly becomes visible to you. And it was always there. But what do you perceive is happening now that so many illusions are dissolving before our very eyes like never before in our lifetime?
Well, for one, it's the multiplicity of voices that the internet gives us. That's a big one, because prior you had a very limited means of communication among people who did not buy into the consensus. I remember a time when I used to give lectures and there would be this small outfit that came and they would tape record the lecture and they had tape copiers, and they made cassettes right there on the spot, and they would sell them for a few bucks to people. And those cassettes were passed from hand to hand and eventually, you know, would get into other countries. And I mean, this was a primitive means of communication, for me, at least in the old days.
Yes.
And articles that I wrote for alternative press.
You remember those typewriters that you didn't even plug in?
Oh, yeah. I wrote a book on one of those.
That's amazing, right? You see that?
Portable, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a whole different realm. You've seen a lot in your lifetime, John, and there's never been, like you point out, a time where we had so many voices that are beginning to see and talk to one another to kind of break the illusion, right? Because, you know, when you see it for the first time on your own, you're like, I'm not sure, let me squint a little harder. What am I seeing? And, of course, everybody around you doesn't see it, so they can convince you, or you could allow them to convince you that, it just might have been something in my eye. I didn't see what I thought I saw. But now when other people are confirming and validating what you're seeing, suddenly this is a tidal wave of awakening, of a consciousness shift. Granted, there are people that are very discomforted by it. And I think, and honestly, I was uncomfortable about some of this when I woke up. When we come back from this break, I didn't realize we're almost out of time. One more segment with John Rappaport, taking us to the top of the hour, talking not only about the danger of the drugs, but the illusion created that they aren't dangerous, how it happened, and the fact that we're waking up to it now. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Scott Bell Show.
Painting pictures, seeing through those paintings, if others have drawn them for you to create an artificial reality that is constructed for you, not necessarily for your benefit, but for theirs, and it's not a pleasant place to be when you wake up and realize not everybody is really nice and has your best interest at heart. And John, you've seen this for so many years, decades in fact, to see it happening as we see unfold in real time. We talked about the unique aspect of how communication is happening differently in this time and what that means for the things you've been writing about for years, including the latest article about the drugs killing so many people here in the United States, Canada, Europe, and around the world.
You know, my feeling is, and I would encourage people in this direction, when you discover the truth and the evidence and what it really means, it should be an enthusiastic time. Now, okay, maybe, you know, it's uncomfortable, unpleasant in certain respects, but the overriding feeling should be one of discovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as if a ship has been drifting for a long time and finally finds land. There it is. That's the thing. This is where we've been going. Okay, now I understand. Things should fall into place, and the emotion should be very positive. So don't hold yourself back, because it's that kind of enthusiasm that drives you forward to discover more.
Yeah. No,
more of the truth.
Totally get
and
that.
Stand behind it.
But yeah, as I said, I was just acknowledging some of my emotions when I first learned about this, and it was kind of uncomfortable. It was like, I'd like to believe the best in all humans, but, you know, the reality says, you know what? Humans are willing to do some pretty horrible things to other humans, particularly if they feel like they can get away with it. And yet, after that initial phase of disillusionment, right, grand disillusionment, there was this process of excitement and discovery. Oh, my gosh, the world isn't what I thought it was. It's so much more, and I have a bigger role to play in it, particularly as it relates to my life. But of course, we do tend to impact others as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, there is that thing when you come face to face with the idea of, I don't want to believe that there are people who would cause this much harm and lie so much about it in order to cover themselves. That, to me, is one of those things that is ongoing. You deal with that realization on an ongoing basis. I have people asking me about that all the time.
Hmm.
well, how, you know, who are these people? What is their psychology and their makeup and this and that and the other thing? But they're there. They do these very, very harmful things on an ongoing basis. You just have to deal with that fact about the world.
It's like a grow-up moment, right? Just grow up already and realize this happens. You know, initially you'd like to be like a little child, right? But at a certain point we do have to grow up, yet I don't want to lose well, what is so great about little children in reality? It's that imagination, that unlimited potential in life that is eventually snuffed out by adults who try to tell you, oh, that's just fantasy. You've got to now be in the real world. But the real world is pretty butt ugly, you know, when we're waking up and seeing what people are doing.
An even better reason to maintain your imagination as you grow older and not throw it away as other people do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole allied subject that has to do with what you're going to do with your life and what you imagine and envision and invent for yourself. But that is also connected to the truth of what you discover about things. And you can't throw that away either. But there is an enthusiasm that comes with discovery, or should come with discovery, especially if you're willing to stand behind that truth and express it, because now you're in a position of power. Now, if you go passive and you find out the truth and you just want to hide what you know, that can be debilitating. I would not advise that.
Yeah, well, you
stand
can always
behind what you discover.
You could always take more drugs, which is where we started, right?
Yeah,
right? They're scientific, not. But folks, this is why John Rappaport, you know, is so amazing. I love to have him on all the time, but he's a busy guy and he sometimes is on, many, many shows, so the overnight shows, the Alex Jones, everything. And it's great to have you on board here. I know we're out of time, but look forward to as soon as you're next available, my friend.
Always, man. I always love to be on with you. Thanks, Robert.
We'll keep that imagination, that enthusiasm, that process of discovery going right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport, because the power to heal is also yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.